We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Gimel Omed Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top with Daf Gimel Omed Aleph. We added the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought down four different cases of Shtayim Shem Arba. It brought a case of Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shem Arba, and Maris Nagoim Shnayim Shehein Arba. And the Gemara's first question over here is on three lines from the top, is Maishna Hocha, the Tanil Kulu, why do you have to give you the whole, all four cases around Shas, around all Mishnayis that has Shtayim Shem Arba? Maishna Gav Yitzias Shabbos, when Masechta Shabbos starts off, it starts off Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shem Arba. It doesn't mention any other cases. Just talks about Shabbos. Doesn't talk about Nagom, doesn't talk about Shavuos. Well, Maris Nagom also, and by Nagom also, and the Masechta Nagom also starts off with Shtayim Shem Arba. Like Tanil Kulu, it doesn't say all other cases, the other three, Shabbos, Tumah, and Shavuos, it doesn't say there either. It comes to this Masechta, it starts off with all four cases. Zakta Gemara, I'll tell you why. Amri, Shavuos, with the Yisrael Tumah, the Gabay Dodik, even Shavuos, the Parashah of Shavuos, which someone says, makes a shua la hara la hate, he doesn't keep it, he brings a carbon oil the yerid. And Yediyas HaTumah also, where someone becomes tame and goes to the Beis Mikdash or into the or eats kaidesh, that they both bring carbon oil the yerid. They're one pasuk after another in the parashas in the parash of Yikra. Amri Shavuos Yediyas HaTumah the Gavi Dodik Sivim says in the same parasha and parash of Yikra, Bedam Yinah Dodi be carbon oil the yerid. Also similar, they have both have carbon oil the yerid. Tani Luhu Gabi Adadi. So therefore it says it together. And Taka, it's brought down this Masechta together. But Aidi Tana Tarti, once it has two out of the four, Tana Kulu, it said all four cases that we have around Shas of Shtayim Shem Arba. Now in our Mishnah, it starts off with Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba, then it says Dias Tumah Shtayim Shem Arba. And when the Mishnah starts talking about different halachas, it starts off with Tumah. And actually, this parak and the next parak will talk about Tumah. So why do we start off with Tumah? Why don't we start off with talking about Shavuos? That's the first thing in our Mishnah, Shavuos. Let's talk about Shavuos first, then go to Tumah. Break the Gemara, Pasach, B'Shavuos, we start off with Shavuos, and Mefarash Yediyas Tumah, we explain Yediyas Tumah. So Gemara answers, Aidi the Zutrim Milayu, since Yediyas Tumah is a less Pasik, you first explain it in Shari Lu, and you get rid of you're done with it. Then you say Shavuos, which has a lot to talk about. So Pashtos, you would say, it means like this, like Rashi explains, Zutra Milai means Shtei Prakim El Rishonim. The first two Prakim is about Tumah. And then you go speak about the next six Prakim, which is about Shavuos. The only problem is that Shavuos Bitu is actually only one parak, which is the third parak of Shavuos Shtayim. The third parak already discusses Shavuos Eidus. So really, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba is actually less than Yediyas Tumah. So Tosfos asks this kasha. Look at Tosfos Demaskel Shehein Arba. Tosfos Demaskel Aidi Zutrin. Tosfos says, Afagav, Tosfos Demaskel Aidi. It's like the fourth Tosfos. Afagav the Nefishim Ilayu Mishavuos Bitui. Dibidiyas Ika Trey Perikir Kamoi Umishavuos Bitu Lek Alaparak Gimel. Shavuos as a whole is more. Shavuos Bitu, Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos HaPakadon, Shavuos Adiyonim. The idea of Shavuos, the mind says, more, and therefore it starts with the Yediyas HaTumah, then it goes explains Shavuos. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. Now I want to go explain just the basics of what's the Shtayim Shem Arba on all four cases of our Mishnah. Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba, what are they? Shtayim is sha'oichel v'shlo'oichel. When we say two, which is four, pashas, it means this. There's certain things are mafurish in the pasuk, and the other things are a limud from that. So when it comes to Shavuos, shtayim shem arba, shtayim is sha'oichel v'shlo'oichel, which is mafurish in the pasuk where it says that if someone makes a shvua, and the reason why it's called Shavuos Bitu is because the lashon of the pasuk is levate b'svasayim. If someone was wondering why we spoke around the akdama, if you didn't hear the akdama, so it says Lashon Levate. That's the Lashon, that's what we call Shavuos Bitu. Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Yonim, those things are someone else Mechayiv you a Shavuos. Shavuos Bitu is someone who makes a Shavuos himself without anyone being Teveya the Shavuos. But why is it called Shavuos Bitu? Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Oy Nefesh Kisheshova Levate Bisvasayim. And then it says Lahara Oy Lahetiv, which means you're doing something not good to yourself or good to yourself. Lahara is someone saying Loy Oichel, I'm not going to eat. And Lahetiv means I'm going to eat. So both of those things are lahaba. are in the future. I'm going to eat, I'm not going to eat. So those are two shuas that I'm a first in the pasuk. Shtayim she'oichel v'shlo'oichel is a first in the pasuk. Shehein arba, which is four, achad v'shoichalti in past tense. You said, I'm making a shua, I ate yesterday something, and it's not true. Or you said, I didn't eat something yesterday, and it's not true. That's also chayiv carbon el v'yared, but it's learned from a limud. So it's shtayim she'im arba, it's two, it's mafurish, and the other two are a limud. Now, Be'etzem, the Shutzing is a parasha or shvua, even if I don't do lahara lahetiv, if I just say I'm going to throw something and not going to throw something, or I threw something and not throw something, so really, it's shemayna. As I frek taisis the master shahain at the end of taisis, vein lahaksha is, let's say, shtayim shem shemayna. Ezraik v'lo ezraik, zirakti v'lo zirakti, because those are not lahara lahetiv. So taisis answers, loitani odava v'chilufay, ke perish kodim, which is a really rashi, one line in the Mishnah, answers the kash already. We're saying something like yes and no, lahaba, and yes and no, l'sha'aba. We're not getting into the details of what you're saying exactly. Therefore, it's all included. And the yes and no is all included, the oich of loichel and ezrek v'loi ezrek. I'll throw something out, throw something, all included in the hein v'lav of lahaba and the hein v'lav, which means yes and no, of l'sha'aba. So that is the first case, the Mishnah Shtayim Shemarba of Shvuos. What's the Diyas HaTumah? Yidias HaTumah Shtayim Shemarba. Shtayim is Yidias Tumah, Tumas Kodesh, Yidias Tumas Mikdash. Which means, what is the word Yidias Tumah? It means like this, that you nela mimenu Tumah v'achal Kodesh. Yidias Tumah means you knew about Tumah, you forgot about it, and then you ate Kodesh. Or you knew about the Tumah, you forgot about it, and you went into the Beis HaMikdash. So it was Nelma, we mean you forgot about the idea of Tumah. Those are the cases that I'm a first in the Pasuk that it says that you bring a carbon oil of a Yerid. Where it says in the Pasuk that someone became Tameh, and Lashon is, Venela mimenu vu Tameh v'ashem. And so that is the parasha of forgetting Tumah going to the Kodesh, that's one, or forgetting Tumah going to the Mikdash, that's two. And the Shem Arba is Kodesh Mikdash, where I forgot that this thing is Kodesh, is a piece of Shlomim, or I forgot that this is the Beis Mikdash. So those are the cases of Arba, which I learned out from a Limud. That's Shtayim Shem Arba of Tumah. What's Shtayim Shem Arba of Shabbos? Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba, Shtayim Haitza'a D'Oni, Vaitza'a D'Val Bayis. The two that I'm referring to in the Pasuk is the parasha of Haitza'a. Like Rashi and Mishnah told us, that the parasha of Haitza'a is on the Pasuk that says, Vaitzav Moshe Avir Kol B'Machna. Moshe was in a Rishus Rabim, and he says, don't bring anything from your Machna on Shabbos for the Mishkan. Don't bring anything. So we see it's Haitza'a to bring it from Shiyachah to Shirabim. You're not allowed to do that. And those cases are two. The one case is where the Oni is standing outside and he brings it outside to him. Sticks his hand inside and brings it out. The other case would be the Baal Bayis inside the house will send it out. That's two cases of Haitzah. Shehein Arba, which is Achnoso, which learned out of Svoro, the Mahad Tzah is Chayiv, so Achnoso also. But that's Shayim Shem Arba is also what's Achnoso. Either the Oni is standing outside and putting something inside, or the Baal Bayis pulls something inside. Those are two cases of Achnosa. You see, Shabbos says, "Arba Shtayim, it's all the Oni, it's all the Baal Bayis." Shem Arba Achnosa Oni, Achnosa Baal Bayis. And you can listen to the Shir and Daf Beis. We spoke about Toisus that what's the difference of the Oni and the Baal Bayis? Why is it considered two? It's the same exact thing. They're both Oni, they're both Achnosa. So I and Shom and Toisus Daf Beis. Maris the Goim, Shnayim Shem Arba. What's the Shnayim Shem Arba? Maris the Goim. Shnayim first in the pasuk is Seis Ubaheres. Both type of shades of white, negoim, but the other two are toldos, seis v'toldosel, and beheres v'toldosel. These are the toldos of seis and beheres, which are different shades of white that are toldos of seis and beheres. That's a shtayim shem arba. Now, Rashi speaks out that the aitzes sapachas, is that an onega? That's not a name of a nega, it's also a name of a toldo, like the Gemara will say on Davav. So, Akaponim, that's just the outline of our Mishnah, the four cases of Shtayim Shem Arba. So, Mar is going to ask a kash like this. Moni Mastisim, who is our Mishnah like? Loi Rabbi Yishmael, or Loi Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is not Shtim like Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because our Mishnah says, Deichayev a carbon oil of a yoyred, at least that's what it sounds when it says Shtayim Shem Arba, Deichayev a carbon oil of a yoyred, Sai Feshua Lahaba, which means I'm going to eat, I'm not going to eat, or I ate, or I didn't eat, right? That's all, that's Lahaba and Lashava. So it sounds like from our Mishnah, you have carbon oil for both. And the Gemara's kasha is like this. You only chayev a carbon on lo'osid. He darshins from the words lahara, lahaytiv that dafka in the lahaba, you chayev a carbon, not l'sha'ava. And Rabbi Kiva, Golik Rabbi Kiva, ha'oimer, he argues something about a tumah pot. Ha'oimer, helim tumah u'chayev. You only chayev if you forget about tumah, you go into the base mikdash or you eat kaidash. Ve'ina chayev al mikdash. You're not chayev on helim mikdash. You're not chayev on those things. Helm, either kaidash or mikdash, not chayev helim. So the shtayim shem arba of one of these are deficient according to Rabbi Shmuel. It's not shtayim shem arba by Shavuos. And according to Rekiva, it's not Shteim Shemar when it comes to Diyas Tumah. So who is that Mishnah like? It's not like a Rishmal. It's not like a Rekiva. Who is it like? So Gemara answers, if I say Rabbi Shmuel, if I say Rabbi Kiva, you can say it's Rabbi Shmuel, you can say it's Rabbi Kiva. If I say Rabbi Shmuel, Mehen Lechiv, Mehen Leptor, we're going to say it's Shteim Shemar, Shoma Chayiv, Shoma Potter. If I say Rabbi Kiva, Mehen Lechiv, Mehen Leptor. Now, What would that mean? Shnayim shem arba, some achayev shem potter. So what's shnayim shem arba? So Tosfos explains what it would mean is, for example, let's say Rabbi Shmuel, that it's still if you over iser bemezid, you get malchus. So it means it's still when you do the shavar, it's still iser shvuah. So you rather don't bring a carbon. You don't bring a carbon. That's what he says. But still, there is a iser in that thing. So shnayim shem arba is iser shvuah lahaba, which means a carbon. And the shavar, which is also iser, and they don't bring a carbon, but it's still iser. If you do it, you get malchus. And Tosfos asks,
if you do it, you get malchus.
When you do it, mezes, yes, do shavar. So fear of a kiva, what would it mean? Because a kiva means he's saying helam kodesh mikdash. That's for sure. If you do mezid in any of these cases, you get karas. So what does it mean? Shnayim shavar according to Rabbi Kiva. So Tosfos says, lemaisa, it's a very b'shoigig. You don't. It's not a case of a carbon, but it's a very b'shoigig. If you look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, he says, "V'mtaymar." Tosfos starts with a kash. You could ask from something else, but it says, "V'mtaymar bishlama ki mukulo kravi shmal da afgav din echayev al osid." You know, echayev a carbon al osid. We come back from shapir tonabu shein arba hoyel v'ka'avad isur b'mezid. Ava ki mukul kravi kiva. My tonle klal kiv neshoygu. It's a shoygu. My tonle carbon bring carbon. What does it mean? So Gemara tells right now it could be both of them, but Shteim Shemarva means that Mehen Lechiv Mehen Leptor. Very thing, Gemara Kasha Leptor Hadumya on top of base. Now says, are you telling me now that you can learn Hein Lechiv Hein Leptor Hadumya the Maris Degom Ketani Ma Hosam Kula Lechiyuva Av Hachanami Kula Lechiyuva. Now Stam is there. What's the chiyuv of Maris Degon, by the way? Which chiyuv are we talking about, Maris Degon? So we're talking about a chiyuv carbon. If you look at Rashi on that base, and Rashi says it also, Maris Degon is a chiyuv carbon. Do you know that if someone has a nega and it becomes a mukhlit, he has to bring a carbon? If you become that, so that's what it means, chiyuv carbon. Now Maris Degon, Shnayim Shemara means, say if you have Se'es or Beheres, or you have the Tolda, the loch is, you bring a carbon. So he says, just like deer, the Shteim Shemar means Chiyuv carbon, see, it also means Chiyuv carbon. And Tosfos points out, you could have asked the Kasha Mitzias Shabbos also on top of Tosfos. It says, Hodli Park Mitzias Shabbos, they also Achnos and Itzah, both Chayiv. Mishum the Mitzias Gufayu, so Tosfos, lo yedin only from Maris Dagon. That's what we'll see on that pay. But like upon him, the Maris Kasha, you can't say Hein Lechiv and Leptur, because the Mishnah is talking about Chiyuvim. What's the right Maris Dagon? Hodumin Maris Dagon, Tony, Mahosu Kulu Chiyuv, Af Hachanami Kulu Chiyuv. So Lemaisa, just to give the outline of what we're learning over here, is that the Gemara is saying is that it has to be, we're talking about a chiyuv carbon, just like Maris Degom is a chiyuv carbon. So here, let's say take Shavuos. So Shavuos, if it's Shtayim Lahaba is chayiv carbon, Shtayim Shehim Arba L'Shav also chayiv carbon. So it can't be very small. And we're talking about, let's say, by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, the same thing. If we're saying Helam Tumas Chayav Carbon, Helam Mikdash Chayav Carbon. So what's going on? We're saying Mehin Lechiv Torah. How does that stem with the Mishnah? So we have to answer the Mishnah. Who is going like? Are we small? Are we Kiva? Okay, we'll continue the next recording.